This is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Microsoft. Breaking news and stimulating talk. News Talk 1010.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, the only radio show in the country that translates geek speak into street speak. I try to take all that technical jargon that's enough to make your head spin, you know, LCD, HDTV, LED, HDMI, GPS, and MP3, and break it down into plain English. Technology is awesome, let's face it, be it the internet, computers, digital cameras, smartphones, or GPS devices, but who can understand it all? So Tech Talk is brought to you by Windows 7, Microsoft's brand new operating system that delivers security, speed, and ease of use. Visit Microsoft.ca/Windows 7 for more info. Well, Halloween is less than a week away, and for many families, it's a photo opportunity to capture the costumes, trick-or-treating, and candy eating, especially for the kids and grandkids. And hey, there are plenty of adult Halloween parties as well, like the one I was at with my wife last night, where a camera is a must. And so joining us now from 1 p.m. until from now until 1 p.m. rather, is Kodak Canada's Mitch Burke. He's a regular on this program, and today he's joining us to talk about photo tips as well as how to easily shoot video, perhaps with one of those inexpensive pocket-size video recorders. Welcome to the show, Mitch.
Morning, Mark.
Mitch is here to answer your questions, and I'll tell you, it's kind of two themes today, but that's our main one, which is if you've got any photo or video-related questions for Mitch, what we want to do is open the lines. And Mitch, by the way, is also a professional photographer. So Mitch will be talking about taking photos at night on Halloween, how to take good portrait shots, getting that, capturing that Kodak moment, if you will, is what I think they call it. Right, Mitch?
Nice.
Thank you. I'll tell you about our prizes in a moment, but I want to open the lines if you have any questions for Mitch. 416-872-1010. Toll free, 1-877-518-5151. Or *8255. That's a free call on your cell phone. Again, it's 416-872-1010. Outside of the Toronto area, 1-877-518-5151. Or *8255, a hands-free call on your cell phone. Our grand prize is, plural, for today are the Kodak ZI-8 HD Pocket Video Camera. That's right, a $200 pocket-size camera that can shoot high-definition videos. And Kodak's Mitch Burke has brought two of them to give away, one to the last caller before 12:30, and one to the last caller before 1 p.m., before we hand things off to the Buddha Lounge on News Talk 1010. Again, the Kodak ZI-8 HD Pocket Video Camera. We'll learn about more about this product in a moment from Mitch. That is our grand prize for today, times two. The last caller before the half-hour show, and then the last caller before the end of the second half-hour. Also, I know some of you have questions about hands-free products because as of tomorrow, you can be ticketed for driving and talking on a phone at the same time in this province. So that will be our Tech Talk topic next week, where we're joined by Yada to chat about Bluetooth products. But I'll take the odd hands-free question today if you like as well. But our main theme is photo-taking tips or what to look for in a pocket-sized camera or what's new in those pocket video recorders such as the ones we're giving away today. The numbers, one more time, 416-872-1010, 1-877-518-5151, or *8255, a free call on your cell phone. Again, welcome to the show, Mitch.
Hey, how's it going?
Mitch Burke from Kodak Canada is a frequent guest on this program. Great to have you. Thank you for providing these amazing grand prizes, totaling $400, which is pretty darn cool. Tell us a bit about the Kodak ZI-8, please.
Well, the Kodak ZI-8 is a brand new pocket video camera that we just came out with. It's just hitting the marketplace probably just this week. This is the only pocket video camera that has image stabilization, which is something that people go crazy about.
And right? What is that exactly?
So basically, there's a little mechanism within the lens that helps everything stay in focus. If you're taking action shots and sports photography, it helps everything stay in focus.
Mm-hmm.
It also has face detection as well.
And that just face detection is when it can identify a face in the scene, such as two or three kids.
Correct.
And adjust the lighting and focus for those faces primarily, because that's sure, what's most important.
Exactly, to make sure they stay sharp.
Right. And since we're talking about Halloween photography, taking pictures at night, image stabilization I'm sure helps as well, because often what happens when you try to take pictures or shoot video at night, things can look blurry when there's a light issue, right?
Correct.
Mitch, by the way, from Kodak also takes, he's a professional photographer. You take shots of fishing, a lot of your fishing expeditions, and you sell it to fishing magazines.
Correct.
That's amazing. So if you have any fishing-related questions for Mitch, no, I'm just kidding. Tech Talk is about technology, but that's most of your work is on fish, on taking shots of fish.
Yes, and for your viewers, I'm not sure if you told them this last time, but most of my pictures that I've sold were taken with point-and-shoot cameras just up until about a year or two ago.
Yeah, that's amazing, because you think you would need a bulky SLR, a single-lens reflex camera, to take professional shots, but you can do a lot now with a point and shoot.
Yeah, all the point and shoots are great.
All right. So I want to go to the lines and start with the questions about taking pictures at night with Halloween of kids. And I know, Mitch, you've got lots of tips to share.
Sure.
I've got the odd one as well, but Mitch for sure is the expert. But let's start with Tony in Toronto, who's got a question. I think about the product that we're giving away, the ZI-8. Hi, Tony.
Hi.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. In any event, my question is, what kind of memory does this camera have in terms of time?
Okay.
Well, the ZI-8 doesn't come with any internal memory. It requires you to put a memory card in the pocket video camera.
No, I understand that. But when you do, and you turn the video on, you're doing the photography.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does it go 10 seconds, 15 seconds, 50, or is it infinite?
Yeah, good question. So, no. Mitch, is there like a memory cap?
There's no memory cap. I think the largest card it'll take is a 32 gig card, which is huge. And that'll get you in 1080p at least 8 hours of video.
So that's 8 hours of high definition video. And 1080p, Mitch, basically means when you're watching it back on a 1080p compatible television, you're seeing up to 1,080 lines of resolution. And the P just means that instead of showing every other line, which is called interlaced, where it goes 1, 3, 5, 7, 9 quickly, it's now showing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in linear fashion, which results in a sharper picture.
Correct.
That's 1080p in a nutshell. So again, you throw in a 2 gig card, you've got, you know, a few minutes of high definition video, a 4 gigabyte card, get an hour or so.
Yeah.
8 gigabyte card, 2 to 3 hours of high def, and all the way up to 32, which is the maximum, basically, memory type it now. And SD is the cheapest card type as well. There's other card formats out there.
Correct. And also, you have control to be able to determine whether you're shooting in 1080p, or you can dumb it down to 720p or 480p, so you can even get more time.
Right. That's the top of the line quality.
Right.
Before we go to our first break, let's share one quick tip. If you will, about, because again, I want to think about Halloween here. I'm a parent of three, you're a parent of two. We're going to be taking lots of pictures next weekend.
Yeah. So, you know, we all take lots of pictures. So I thought the most interesting tip would be, people take pictures of the, you know, the lanterns and all the lighted stuff.
Right.
And if you use it with flash, you're basically not going to be able to see the effect of the lighted.
A lot of pro photographers say, don't turn on the flash.
Don't turn on the flash. So my tip for everybody is basically to either use a tripod, right? Or put it down on a book or on a step. And take pictures of things that are lighted without the flash on.
And you'll get a much nicer looking picture.
Correct.
Great tip. All right.
Welcome back to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010.
Halloween is next Saturday. And you may have already been attending parties and the kids are excited. They're already starting to pick out their costumes or making them at home. So you want to capture, of course, those once in a lifetime memories. And I don't know about you, but our kids, I've got twin 7-year-olds and a 5-year-old. They love looking at past years. And I've archived, thankfully, I've captured moments from every Halloween. And they like looking back on the computer or on the TV or, you know, printing the odd one out. So I thought that what would be a great idea this year is, in anticipation of Halloween, we would bring on Kodak Canada's Mitch Burke, who's joining us. Welcome back.
Thank you.
To talk about taking photos or shooting video, and specifically surrounding Halloween. Of course, these tips can apply to other times of the year, but with Halloween, you know, a lot of it is outdoors, there's motion. I thought that we would get some good tips. And I'm also welcoming questions about hands-free you know, related gadgets like Bluetooth headsets and speakerphones, because as of tomorrow in Ontario, you can't drive and talk on the phone at the same time using your hands. So you can also call in with those questions. 416-872-1010, toll free 1-877-518-5151 or star 8255 on your cell phone. The last caller before 12:30 is going to win the brand new Kodak ZI-8 HD pocket video camera valued at $199. And the last caller before 1 p.m. is also going to win one, which is great. Thanks again for that, Mitch.
You're welcome.
Without further ado, let's jump to the lines. We're going to start with Doris in Hamilton. Hi, Doris.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
One of the problems I always have with taking digital pictures is that delay between when you press the button and the picture's taken. Usually, if I'm taking kids or pets, they've moved.
Yeah, I can relate. So, Mitch, that's a common problem, is the shutter speed, I guess it's called, right?
Correct. And I think you've always told your viewers, you always had a great tip, which would be to press the shutter down halfway just before you take the picture, and then shut it down all the way when you're just about to be ready.
Yeah, it's a real basic tip, Doris. So did you catch that? You basically hold down the shutter button halfway, which is telling your camera to autofocus.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the child or the pet is doing what you want it to do, you snap it down all the way.
Okay.
And it'll be a much faster, less lag than you would if your finger was off the button altogether.
Good.
Yeah, you got it. Thanks for the question. So in other words, going from 5 to 10 is faster than 0 to 10. And that's a real basic tip, but I find that it's good to bring that up every so often. Let's now go to Andrew in Guelph. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
Again, about the camera, snapping the pictures, I'm wondering, during video recording, is it possible to snap a picture?
Yeah, I mean, once you take the video, from any part of the video, you can always extract a picture from video.
Yeah, so there is a feature just to take a picture during video recording.
No, you have to take the video.
Okay.
And then you can review the video, and any scene from the video, you can extract that picture.
But Andrew's right. There are some cameras that can shoot video, and a lot of camcorders have that, like true camcorders. They allow you to snap a photo during video, which usually doesn't look that good, by the way. I've tried that. On high-end camcorders. Or what Mitch is suggesting is once you've shot the video and you import it into your computer, you can then snap, take a still from that video and export it as a JPEG. The easiest way to do that, by the way, is when you're watching the video, click pause when you see a photo you like and make sure it's not blurry. Then tap the print screen button on your computer and then open up a free program like Paint and choose File and then Paste. And then you will see that image there. And then you can say save as JPEG and then call it whatever you like. That's the easiest and cheapest way to do it. All right, we're going to take a little break now. When we return, more of your questions about taking photos or shooting video, especially surrounding Halloween. We've got some great other nighttime tips for you for next weekend. And, of course, any Bluetooth or hands-free questions you've got, let's hear from you. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk.
Welcome back to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman. On News Talk 1010.
Hey, we're joined by Mitch Burke from Kodak Canada talking about how to capture your memories, that Kodak moment, if you will, with photos or video in especially surrounding Halloween, you know, having those parties or the trick-or-treating. It's a lot of fun. You want to capture it, but you don't want to look at them later and say, whoa, those shots are awful because they're too blurry or you're not focusing on the right subject. Welcome back to the show, Mitch.
Hey.
I was at a Halloween party with my wife, Kelly, last night. It's her brother Adam's annual Halloween bash. And there's a different theme every year. And
what was the theme
costume
this year?
Theme. It was television.
Okay.
So naturally, there was a lot of couples that dressed up as, you know, famous husbands and wives on television. The host was a TV dinner. He dressed up with like hanging chicken bones from his butt. So I won second place for my prize.
No way.
I'll tell you. And I've got lots of photos of it. It was a last minute. I was so overwhelmed with work this week with articles that it was a last minute thing. I basically dressed up as a lost remote. So I wore cushions. I wore like couch cushions on each side of my body. And I made my head look like a TV remote with channel up, channel down, power button. And my daughter Maya helped me make it. And I cut a little hole for my face. And I just wore all black, which matched the remote. So it was kind of cute. So I won second place. I was pretty happy about that. As a, you know, a DIY Halloween costume. I didn't spend a dime on it. It was kind of tricky, though, to figure out how to hang cushions. I'll tell you that off the air. But the first prize were my good friends, Monique and Mitchell. They went as Dog and Beth from Dog the Bounty Hunter.
No way.
And they were awesome. Like, full costume, tip to tail, the wigs, the bracelets, the necklaces. Like, you know, they dress gaudy, yeah. Right? And it was just a riot. So we had a good time last night. A lot of pictures were taken. A lot of people are going to be doing it this coming Halloween, Mitch. So I want you to answer questions for those who want to know how to best take some photos.
Sure.
We're here from now till 1 p.m. to do that. Let's start with Mark in Toronto. Hey, Mark.
Hi there.
Thanks for calling.
Great. The question was regarding the filming indoors at nighttime. Do we get the same quality through that size aperture or not? And same with pictures.
And you're talking about the giveaway today, the giveaways today, the ZI-8. So, Mitch, any tips on, like, when you're shooting outdoors or indoors or any difference in quality?
Well, they're pretty much automated, and we have a lot of technology, a lot of research, a lot of patents on that kind of technology. So, no, you'll get great pictures indoors, outdoors. It's phenomenal.
Okay, great. Let's go to Terry in North York. Hey, Terry. Thanks for calling.
Guys, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Yourself.
I'm wondering what a white balance will do, and I heard your ZI-8 camera,
mm-hmm.
camcorder.
Mm-hmm.
Does in the automatic, is the white balance already set up for you, and technology is moving so fast?
Yeah, good question.
Yeah, the white balance is already set up for you, so it's basically just point and shoot. You don't really have to do too much.
Yep. So, you know, some of the higher-end camcorders let you play around with all that.
With the custom white balance,
yeah,
and things like that.
This product was designed to fit in your pocket. It's about the size of a BlackBerry, and it has a 2.5-inch screen that lets you see what you're shooting or view what you've already filmed, and you can even connect it to your TV.
Correct.
And watch what you shot on TV or connect it to your computer with the USB cable to, upload to the internet like YouTube.
Yeah.
All right. The last caller and the winner of the first ZIA camera is Claire from Etobicoke.
Hi.
Congratulations, Claire.
Wow, thank you. All right. You know, I'm probably the only person who isn't digital yet, and I'm just shopping, so this is great.
Okay, awesome. Well, congratulations. You're going to love this grand prize valued at $199, and it's an HD Kodak ZI-8.
Wow,
Do you have a question for Mitch before we go to our next break?
I do. I was wondering, what is the difference between optical and digital zoom?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Claire, that's a great question, and a lot of people are confused about that. Really, optical zoom is done with the lens, and it's a mechanism within the lens, and that's probably the best kind of zoom. And digital zoom is just kind of an enhancement. So really, you know, my suggestion is when you're shooting pictures or video, take off the digital zoom. You mm-hmm. won't be happy with the results.
And you'll see a lot of camera manufacturers now don't even advertise digital zoom anymore.
No.
It's when you see 3X or 5X or 10X, when it refers to optical zoom, when the lens actually protrudes out of the camera to get closer to the subject, because that's the true zoom.
Correct.
Okay. Congratulations, Claire. I put you on hold. We'll tell you how to pick up your ZI-8 high-definition pocket camcorder. For anybody who hasn't gotten their question yet on the air, we are giving away a second one just before 1 p.m. Give us a call with your questions. 416-872-1010, 1-877-518-5151, or *8255, a free call on your cell phone. We are chatting this week about taking photos and shooting video around Halloween. And we've got Mitch Burke from Kodak Canada in the studio with us live at News Talk 1010. Welcome back to the show, Mitch.
Thanks, Mark.
Mitch has brought with him two high-definition pocket-sized camcorders, brand new to the Canadian market. It's called the Kodak ZI-8. It looks like a BlackBerry with a big screen on the back, but it allows you to shoot high-definition video. You pop in an SD or secure digital memory card, which you can find very inexpensively these days. And, in order to put that video on a computer to email or save, you can either pop the card out, put it into a card reader, or connect it with a USB cable, or connect it to your TV to look at these high-definition memories on a big screen.
Correct.
They're valued at $199 a piece. We gave away our first one to Claire in Etobicoke. The last caller before 1 p.m. is also going to win one. We're just asking you to call in with your questions about taking photos, or maybe if you're in the market for a new pocket-size digital camera or video camera, if you have any questions or advice you need from Mitch. Also, if you have any questions about hands-free products, we haven't gotten any of those yet. Next week's show will be completely devoted to Bluetooth and hands-free, because as you likely know, tomorrow in Ontario, you can be fined for driving and talking on the phone with your hands. So if you have any questions about those kinds of products, I'd be happy to answer them as well, just to keep it a timely discussion. But next Sunday, you can win Bluetooth products and have your questions answered by the folks at YADA, They make a lot of cool little products. All right. So before we go to the next caller and answer more questions about photo and video tips, Mitch, again, I wanted to keep this close to Halloween. Any other tips you've got on?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And I've got one too.
Okay.
But you might laugh at it. So let's start with yours.
Well, you know, Halloween to me is all about fun and excitement, and it's about movement. Kids are always running around, screaming, trying to scare each other and stuff.
Ripping open the candy bag, pouring it on the floor.
Exactly. So maybe one thing your listeners can do is maybe play with shutter speed a bit. You might want to slow down the shutter speed on your camera when the kids are running around, and it'll kind of give you a blurred effect or an motion effect.
Now, you want this in this case.
You want this.
Okay, all right. So usually we don't want blur.
Correct, but maybe this is a case where you do want blur, and it kind of will show them moving in motion, and it'll give a really cool effect, and sometimes, depending on what they're wearing, it might even give a ghostly type effect.
Oh, neat. So just fitting for Halloween.
Correct.
Nice, nice. Here's my tip, and you're probably going to look at me like, duh, everybody knows this, because you're a professional photographer as well, who happens to also be a Kodak employee. But I found that when I looked back at my first or second year of Halloween shots with my kids, I'm obviously taller than them, especially when they were two and one, but I was just standing up and pointing the camera down and taking pictures of them. But I've learned over the years that if you kneel down to their height, you get a much better shot because the perspective doesn't look odd.
Correct.
Okay, so
that's a great tip.
Yeah, so whether you're taking pictures of taller subjects, don't be afraid to stand on a chair or, you know, I'm vertically challenged, so that might be something I need to do at a towering 5'6". Or for kids especially, get down on one knee and take your videos or photos and you'll get a much, much better shot. Also, I've taken some great shots of some of my friends' babies by putting the camera on the floor. And when the baby's on their blanket on the floor or crawling or at least on their tummy, it's not only stabilizing the shot because the camera is on the floor,
correct,
but you're right at their level.
Yeah.
And you get a beautiful shot.
And for,
so that's the tip.
Yeah, and for some of your advanced listeners, right, if you take a shot shooting down, it's going to make the person look a little bit smaller or thinner.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take a picture of them shooting up, it's going to make them look bigger. So depending on what you're trying to make a picture of, you can play with that.
Okay, great. Let's go to Jean, or I think it's Jean in Canfield.
Yes, it is.
Thank you for calling, Jean.
Yes. Thank you.
Sure.
When I download my pictures from my camera,
right,
I always get doubles. And on my camera, it's only one.
All right, so she's getting double photos, Mitch. I can tell you why I think this is happening. Do you have a suggestion?
No, you can take this.
Okay. So, Gene, what I'm thinking is what's happening is you're taking shots with your camera and then deleting them off the camera and putting them onto your computer, and then you're doing it again by taking shots and then putting them on your computer, and it's telling you already have the files of the same name, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, when I'm downloading right away, it's double. I'm not taking more.
Oh, I see. You know, it could be... You know what? I'm going to give you my email address because this is something I want to look into a bit more off the air.
Okay.
Instead of troubleshooting this with you live on the air, do you have access to email, Gene?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so my email now, it's changed. It's techtalk@newstalk1010.com.
Techtalk@newstalk1010.
1010.com. Because what I was going to say, what I thought what was happening with Gene is that depending on how the camera is set up, Mitch, it's taking, let's say, you know how your camera gives your file names an arbitrary letter or number like DSC0012? What happens with some cameras is that you copy those to your computer and then you start again from scratch and it'll still start from zero again.
Correct.
So then when you're trying to put them on your camera, it's asking if you want to overwrite that same file with the new one. Of course, you don't want to do that because then you're going to erase everything you took before, but most cameras know to start at a new number.
Correct.
But that's what I thought her problem was. Because it's not, I want to be able to work with her off the air, so please send me an email there. All right, we're joined again by Mitch Burke from Kodak Canada. We're going to talk with Grace in Oakville now. Hi, Grace, I understand you've got a question about buying a new camera.
Yes, I would like to know what kind of camera you recommend for an active family. My daughter shows horses, my son shows cows, and my husband and I run, so we always want to do... photos on in action and they become blurred. So unless they're standing still, we don't get a really good picture.
Well, there's a really easy answer for that. I mean, any pocket, any point and shoot camera today is great. But specifically, if you want to take pictures in action shots, I would suggest buying something with image stabilization, optical image stabilization. And that should solve pretty much all your problems.
And are they lightweight? Because when you're running, you don't need that extra weight.
I'm a runner as well, and they are very lightweight.
There.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Thank you, Grace.
Thank you.
Okay. Hope that answered your question. And again, you know, over Halloween, the kids are excited. They're running around. You want the shots to look good. So image stabilization is important or else it's going to look too blurry.
Yeah, it's pretty much a standard nowadays on all point-and-shoot cameras.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go to Marjorie in Ajax. Hi, Marjorie. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
My question is probably a really dumb one.
No,
but...
there's no such thing when it comes to technology, honestly.
Oh, okay. I just took a big bunch of pictures of a quilt show yesterday, and I want to burn them all on a disc. So do I burn them on a CD or a DVD?
Okay, so it really depends on how many photos you've got, Marjorie, because a CD is probably enough for you because it can store up to 700 megabytes of information, which is quite a lot.
Okay.
Whereas a DVD can hold about 7 or 8 times more than that. So if you're talking about thousands of photos, you might want to do it on a DVD, but hundreds of photos on a blank CD is fine. But here's the catch. Blank CDs, for some odd reason, well, actually there is a good reason, but it's too complicated to get into, they're more expensive than DVDs, even though they only hold a fraction of the same amount. So if you buy, for example, a spindle of 100 blank DVDs, chances are it'll be cheaper than 100 blank CDs, even though you'd think it would be the other way around because DVDs hold a lot more information. It has something to do with the tariff system in Canada and compensation for artists because of piracy, music piracy. But you may want to just buy blank DVDs anyways.
Okay.
I hope that didn't confuse you much. But you, in terms of storage, I'm sure a CD is enough.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to take another break. When we return, more with Mitch Burke from Kodak Canada, answering your questions about what to look for in a new camera or video camera. And we're getting ready to give away the Kodak ZI-8 Pocket Digital Camera, high-definition video camera. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk.
Welcome back to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010.
Welcome back to the show. Tech Talk is brought to you by Windows 7, Microsoft's brand new operating system that delivers speed, security, and ease of use. Visit Microsoft.ca/Windows 7 for more info. That was the big launch on Thursday. I've been using it for a few months, though, and really thrilled with the operating system. I think that this is what Vista should have been. And I hope you feel the same. If you either bought a new computer with Windows 7 built in or picked up the software to install it yourself. But that's not what we're talking about today. That was last week's show. And we gave away 2 copies of Windows 7. And today we're giving away 2 Kodak ZI-8s, a pocket video camera that shoots high-definition video. We're joined by Kodak Canada's Mitch Burke. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Mitch is here to answer your questions about taking photos, shooting video, especially as Halloween is around the corner. And, of course, the holidays coming up very shortly as well, a time where you're going to spend some time with your friends and family around the tree, around the dinner table, and you want to capture those once-in-a-lifetime moments, that Kodak moment, if you will. So we're giving some tips on how to best do that. Before we go to the lines and get to more questions, Mitch, we've been talking a lot about this video camera that we're giving away, the ZI-8, the second one, to the last caller before 1 p.m. But is there anything new in the point-and-shoot camera category from Kodak?
Well, I mean, we have a lot of new cameras that we're launching probably in Q4 or right now.
Yep.
A lot of them are really...
Q4, that's industry speak.
Yes, I know. I'm trying to stay myself out of that.
That's all right. The fourth quarter of the year.
The fourth quarter of the year. So October, November, December. A lot of them have image stabilization. A lot of them have some great new lenses and are really, really thin. And the price points are just unbelievable. So, I mean, you can get a 14-megapixel camera with a glass lens, with a 5x zoom, and a minimum of like a 2.7-inch LCD for under $200.
Wow.
And also in a variety of colors, which is, you know, a big theme now for camera manufacturers.
Sure. And it's about time. If you have any questions for Mitch, 416-872-1010, toll free 1-877-518-5151 or *8255, a free call on your cell phone. The last caller before 1 p.m. will win the $200 Kodak ZI-8 HD pocket camera. If you have any questions also about Bluetooth accessories or hands-free as of, because tomorrow you need to be using them if you want to talk on the phone while driving, you can also call with those questions as well. Let's start with Hemant in Toronto. Hi, Hemant. Thanks for calling today.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks.
I want to know if this camera is a 1080i or 1080p.
It's right. A 1080p.
1080p.
Wonderful.
So let's clarify what that is again, Mitch, because maybe people who are listening now weren't listening 10 to 15 minutes ago. So 1080p refers to the resolution, the quality of the image.
Right.
So if you have a 1080p compatible television, an HD TV, then what that means is you can see up to 1,080 lines of picture, Mm-hmm. And the P stands for progressive, which means, unlike interlaced 1080i, where that's the old way we've been watching TV, is that the lines of resolution are drawn in an alternating fashion. So it quickly goes from lines 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, and so on, mm-hmm. to draw up the image. Whereas P, or progressive, goes in a linear fashion, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and at a faster rate.
Correct.
So it gives the impression that it's a much richer and sharper image.
It's
information is on the screen at the same time.
And it's better for sports. It's better for action. When there's a lot of movement, mm-hmm. 1080p mm-hmm. is much better, mm-hmm. clearer, sharper images
right.
than 1080i.
So the latest batch of camcorders, including the Kodak ZI-8 Pocket camcorder, can shoot 1080p quality, which takes advantage of your new HD TV. All right, let's go to Eugene, who's been waiting for a while in Mississauga. Thanks for holding on, Eugene. Hello? I guess he didn't hold on. Hold on, Eugene, are you there? Oh, sorry about that. I hope I didn't hang up on him, but I think he was gone when we went there. How about April in Toronto? Are you there?
Yep.
Hi, April.
Hi. I'm just wondering how many megapixels the camera you're giving away has, because I have a Sanyo Exacta CG9. It's not the HD one, but
right.
it has 9.1, and I'm looking to find one that is a little bit more compact. But
well, this okay. is a pocket video camera, and for pictures, it takes 5 megapixel pictures.
Yeah,
oh,
so
okay.
it's a video camera first and a still camera second. But you know what? And here's the megapixel myth for you.
We're going to get into it.
Well, we don't really have time because we have to take a quick break. But the bottom line is this. More megapixels are only relevant when you're blowing up a photo to, say, poster size print, or if you're going to zoom in really tight on one photo on your computer and crop that photo. But
yeah.
if you're printing off a 4x6, which is what 95% of us do, a 5 megapixel camera is just fine.
The human eye can see the difference once you get past 3 megapixels. There you go.
In a 4x6 photo.
In a 4x6
right.
photo.
But if you blow up something the size of a poster for a child's room,
yeah.
for example, then it could look pixelated or little dots
yeah.
if it's not a 10 or 12 megapixel camera.
Even a picture with 3 megapixels and 8x10, if it's taken properly, will look fantastic.
Okay, great. All right, we're going to take a break. When we return, going back to the lines to answer more of your questions about photography and shooting video. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk.
Tech Talk continues on News Talk 1010.
Hey, we're chatting about photography today with Kodak Canada's Mitch Burke. Welcome back to the show, Mitch.
Thank you, Mark.
We are answering questions about taking photos or shooting video around Halloween. A lot of nighttime shots, outdoor shots, lots of colors, costumes, and whatnot. We've, I think, dispensed some good tips. If you've got any more, we can share them. And we're asking our callers to pipe in. And as a little thank you, Mitch, you've brought with you two prizes. The ZI-8, which is a brand new camera to the video camera to the Canadian market. It allows you to shoot high definition video on a device that's like no bigger than a smartphone.
Yeah, they're great.
And we gave away one. We're going to give away the second one in about 3 minutes. So let's go back to the lines. Let's start with Jason in Toronto. Hi, Jason.
Hey, good afternoon. Good morning, Mark and Mitch. How are you guys doing?
Good, thank you.
Quick question about XF data. What is it? And, well, my camera got stolen in Chicago. And am I able to track that? XF data?
X as in Xavier, F as in Frank?
I think it's EX. Does Mitch know about XF data?
I really don't.
XF? No.
I'm not that familiar with it.
I'm not either. So if you don't mind.
It's like embedded. It's like embedded.
It's embedded in the pictures?
Yeah, and in the camera.
Okay, well, if your camera's stolen, then I don't think that's really going to help you.
Well, somebody was saying you can track the photos. If somebody puts the photos online, or let's say they
interesting.
Publish yeah. the shot somewhere, you're able to pull that up?
So I think with the information you're talking about, it's the information stored within each picture.
In the file itself.
So it'll tell you the camera it was taken with, how many
yeah.
megapixels, that information.
You know what, Jason? My email address is techtalk@newstalk1010.com. I'm curious. You've piqued my curiosity, and I think Mitch as well. I'm going to look into this for you after the show. TechTalk@newstalk1010.com. See if we can get an answer for you. But I'm not too familiar with this. Michael from Toronto. Hi there.
Hi. I got a really esoteric question. By the way, I love your show. I've learned so much.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate
that. I inherited an anamorphic lens.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? Now, I just got it a week ago, so I haven't really done any homework on it.
If I'm not mistaken, Michael, this helps you adjust the aspect ratio of you know, anything that you've filmed or on a DVD or Blu-ray. You know, when you've got the black bars at the top of the screen?
Yeah, yeah.
So there's, you know, different aspect ratios. There are like 16:9 format. There's 2:35:1. It gets really techy, which is something I promise I don't do on this show. But I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's something that you can use with a projector that will either stretch or compress the image so it better fits the screen or the however you're watching the video that was recorded.
Yeah, it's supposed to be from a projector.
Yeah, you put it in front of the projector, and I think it can help eliminate the bars and help get an aspect ratio that fits your screen better. I've never used one myself, so I can't speak from experience, but if you'd like to email me, again, I'm sorry to pass the buck here, but I just want to, you know, keep the calls coming. TechTalk@NewsTalk1010.com. And let me see if I can get an answer for you about where to place it in front of the projector, but not too familiar with that. All right, the last caller of the show and the winner of the Kodak ZI-8 is Claudette from Markham. Congratulations.
Bravo, thank you so much.
You won. So now we've given away something to the east side of Toronto and the west side. This is great.
Santa came early for me this year.
Okay, great. Good job. I think you'll enjoy this a lot. Yeah. Do you have a question?
Yes, I have a problem with my digital camera. I took some video on a recent trip, and when I connected to my computer, it did not play in real time. It goes too fast. Is there any way to fix it?
Wow, that is strange. So you took video on a camcorder, connected it to your computer, and when you watch it back, it looks like it's in fast motion.
Yeah, exactly. It's too fast, way too fast.
Mitch?
Is it possible that you have the fast forward button depressed on it at any time, or maybe within your programming it's on?
Yeah.
As a default or something? That's all
no,
I can really think of.
I don't think so. My son is very good with computers and with cameras.
Do you think it could be, you know, that's it. I'm stumped too. I don't know, Mitch. If it wasn't recorded that way, it shouldn't play back that way. Unless my suggestion, Claudette, is to try a different piece of software to play back the video.
That's a good
idea.
Maybe
there is a little kink in the software you're using. So, for example, if it's QuickTime, try maybe Windows Media Player or another software like I'm a fan of VideoLand's VLC Media Player, which is free. VLC Media Player, and try that. Hey, Mitch, thank you very much for joining us.
Hey, Mike, it's always great. Mark.
And for the giveaways as well, the ZI-8, Kodak.ca if you want to learn more. And thanks to Scott Gill for both screening and tech opping tonight. And thanks to our sponsor, Windows 7, Microsoft's brand new operating system. Next week, we're talking Bluetooth and hands-free, giving away some great products as well. And coming up next on News Talk 1010, we've got the Buddha Lounge. Hang tight. Keep your dial locked on 1010 AM. Have a good afternoon.